We're continuing our learning of the Sfas Emes. We'll be learning the Sfas Emes all year, Bezrat Hashem on the Parsha, and we're going to try to take, depending on the week, a piece or two or three, depending on how that week goes, depending how far I get into the Sfas Emes. Sometimes I'll read the first piece, and then that'll be the piece that I want to teach. Sometimes it'll take me six. Sometimes, like this week, took me like a bunch. Like 20 or so. So we have the three highlights, three very, very important Torahs. But before we get to the Torahs, we're going to start with a Maisa, because we always start this slot off with a Maisa. And next week, in Mirtz Hashem, one of you guys will be telling over a Maisa of the Sfas Emes. So this is the following Maisa. It's actually not really a Hasidic story. Meaning it is a Hasidic story because it happened to a Hasidic Rebbe, which I guess is the definition of a Hasidic story, but it's not your classic Hasidic story. So, as we know, the Sfas Emes, Rabbi Yehuda Arya Leib of Alter, basically was a Yasom at a young age. His parents passed away, and he was basically grown up. He grew up in his grandfather's home, the Chidushei Harim. So, Chidushei Harim was a big was basically the first of the Ger Rebbes. Also a big Bal Nigla, Bal Nister. We have his Svarim, both in Shas and on Chassidus. And so he learned and basically grew up in his Zaydi's home in the Chidushei Harim, which is pretty intense. Chidushei Harim was a very, very intense person, a student of the Kutsk Rebbe. If anyone knows anything about Kutsk, Kutsk was like about as intense as you can get. They were fire about everything. Intensity levels were up to the max. Like, if you think like Shana Bet's like intense, like just imagine like a million times that. That's what Kutsk was, right? They were like on fire. So Chidushei Harim was on fire also. And this young, the Sfas Emes as a young boy tells over the story that he was trying to ascend to be like the next Rebbe. He knew that he was really next in line. The Chidushei Harim is a terrible story that 10 of his children Actually, 10 of his children passed away, and one of them was obviously the Sfas Emes' father, and the Chidushei Harim said that the reason why my children died, this is how intense he was, said the reason that my children died was because I left my Rebbe. I left my Rebbe, I moved on to a different base medrash, and that was my onus, but I would do it again. That's what he said. It's very intense. That's not the story, but it's very intense. Just to sort of like grasp who we're talking about. So the Sfas Emes is learning, and it's late at night, and he figures that already it's 1, 2 o'clock, I might as well pound through the night, and go ahead and learn all night long. So he learns all night long, he goes, right there's Makoro sheets, he goes and he stays up all the way until Nates, he davens Nates, and he goes back into bed early in the morning. The Chidushei Harim at some point, probably at 9 o'clock in the morning, goes over to his Anakel and wakes him up and starts shouting at him. He says, "How do you think you're going to become anything in this world if like you're sleeping at 9 o'clock in the morning? Like, what happened to Shacharis? What happened to Chassidus? What happened to learning?" And so Sfas Emes is just like sitting there, and he's like being makabel everything. And he's like ready to answer, but he doesn't answer. And he says, you're right. And then later on in the day, he goes to Zaydi and he says, "Zaydi, I really appreciate the musar that you gave me. I just want you to know that the reason why I was sleeping was because I needed like an hour or two of sleep just because I had stayed up all night and, right, it's like a little bit of a T4 moment. Okay, I was staying up all night and that's why I daven Nate, so..." So Chidushei Harim looks at his grandson and he says, like, "So why didn't you like stop me? I was killing you. Like, why didn't you stop?" So Sfas Emes at this young age says, even when the musar isn't in place, meaning like it's not appropriate, it's very important for us to learn musar, to learn from musar, even if it's not necessarily appropriate. Meaning like the Sfas Emes, it wasn't appropriate, the musar that he was getting. But the Sfas Emes at the same time recognized that hearing the words of Torah is important. We need to be involved in Torah, and we need to be, you know, committed to Torah. So the Sfas Emes felt that was so important. He said like that reminded him of the story of when the Shvatim and Aver HaYarden, they decide that they wanted to stay on that side of the Yarden, and they come to Moshe, and Moshe goes crazy on them. What does he say to them? He says, you guys are meraglim, you guys are the worst, what are you doing? You're scared. And they were quiet, and then they said, no, chas v'shalom, we're going to come, we're going to fight. But they let Moshe say his piece first, because they realized that the Musar is even, it's important. It's important to hear those messages. So I said it's not a classic Hasidic story, because it's not really a classic Hasidic story, but it comes from the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes was a complex Jew. On one hand, the Torah Anigla and the Torah Anistar, we're gonna hear that story and we think like, wow, Slobodka, Musar. But the Torahs that we're going to learn tonight are very, very different. Right? So the duality, us being able to live in both worlds, I think is very important. So we're not going to go in any specific order. Sort of the only order that we're going to go in is the way that I chose the Torahs, but I'm not sure if they're in any specific order. Let's get started with the first one. So we have these Divrei Torah videos that the yeshiva sends out on a weekly basis. So last night I was asked to make one, with 5 minutes to go. So they were like, can you say something? And I'm like, oh, I think the Sfas Emes says something nice. And so I figured that maybe we'll say over this Sfas Emes. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful idea. Remember it every single year. So Sfas Emes says, Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha. So what is Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha? That there's supposed to be justice. That the judges and the police officers, they're supposed to implement justice. They're supposed to be mechazek and make sure that we have a society in which we can live. Right, that Torah and mitzvot will be implemented, that they'll be judged. That's bipashtus. Says the Sfas Emes, there's also a message in Avodas Hashem to us. Shoftim hu lishvot kol hamasim lefi hachachma vehadas al pi haTorah. A shofet, what does a shofet do, guys? What does a judge do? Right, he reads law, and what does he do with that law? He interprets, he judges, and he tries to. You know, take the case at hand and try to apply whatever law he knows to sort. Does this make sense? If this doesn't make sense, what is the sentencing going to look like? Right? So says the Sfas Emes, every Jew has a shofet and a shoter within themselves. Tu bechinos in avodas Hashem. A shofet is when things sort of make sense. I know that the right thing to be doing right now is what? Is to be waking up for Shacharis. Because I know, there's a chiyuv of Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, and if I continue sleeping past Kriya Shema, it's like I'm saying Yala V'Yavo on Purim. It's not shayach to say Kriya Shema after Kriya Shema. So I know, my brain, my shofet says, I know it's not the right thing. Right? So the first thing is, L'shpot kol ha'masim l'fi ha'chachma v'adas al pi ha'Torah. V'shotrim, says the Sfas Emes, who af She'ein haseichel maskim. The shoter, what is the role of the police officer? The judge gives over his sentence, but who does he bring in? Bailiff! What is the bailiff there for? You like the bailiff? We all have that, whatever show you're thinking of, the bailiff, big guy, okay? So what is the bailiff, what is the police officer's job, Jared? To enforce. Even when he doesn't get to decide whether it makes sense, it's right, it's nice, it's not nice. The seichel, the shofet, comes and judges and says, is this the right thing to do? Is this not the right thing to do? But what happens, chevra, when ein haseichel maskin? What happens when I don't feel like it's the right thing to do? So then what? So then we have the shoter. Ki yesh, says the Sfas Emes, take a look, the second line. Very often in our lives, things are not black and white. And even when they are black and white, it's not so easy. We don't have Yishuv Hadas. We know that that there's a right thing to do. However, says the Sfas Emes, Tzrichim lakuf atzmo kmo hashoter shekofe lebaldin, shabaldin sover sha'emes ito. The baldin says, oh, hold on, the judge didn't paskin like me. But I think I'm right. I think I'm right, but it doesn't matter. You know why? Because the police officer doesn't hold light. The police officer gets instructions from the shofet. So within us, when we're going through challenges, when we're going through things in our lives which don't necessarily make sense, nisyonos, and we're struggling, even though that we know it's the right thing to do, we have to have the ability to endure that and have not only a shofet, but to have a shoter as well. It reminds me, guys, of a very famous Torah, which I have to imagine that I shared with some of you guys last year, about Har Kigigis. Right? The famous question is, why did Hashem have to take the mountain and put it over Am Yisrael's head? If they had already said, Nasa V'Nishma. Right? It's a pretty simple question. It's a good question. They already said, we'll take it. No, you have to take it. Okay, God, we got it. Right? It's like Rav Naftalmi Rabshitz. Did I tell this joke last year? The Rabshitzer, he was a very funny Rebbe. So he said, you know how every shul rabbi always opens up his sermon with a very funny joke, right? So Mistama at Har Sinai was the greatest shiur ever, right? That's what we imagine. Har Sinai was the greatest shiur ever. So then what was the funny joke? How did Hashem open up Har Sinai with a funny joke? What was the joke? So he took the mountain over their head and he says, if you don't take it, you're going to get killed. And they said, hold on, what's going on? And Hashem said, I'm just joking. Hakov is Seder. So that's what the Rav Shitzer Rebbe said. But that's not what the Baal Shem Tov says. The Baal Shem Tov says, why was it, Chevra, that we had to have the mountain put over our heads? So the Baal Shem Tov says, it's such an important use of Avodas Hashem. Because right now you're saying Nasa V'Nishma. Right now, it's easy for you. Right now, you just came out of Mitzrayim. You saw all the miracles. You're on a high. You're in Shana Aleph. You're in Shana Bet. You're in Yeshiva. It's great. It's amazing. You're in a spiritual high. It's Thursday night in Yeshiva. It doesn't get better than that. You have some cholent. It's Gishmak. But what happens when it's not Gishmak? What happens when it's a Tuesday afternoon in the middle of Chorevsman and it stinks? And you're Ketzad Shaman and you're stuck on that Rashi again. So then what? So my shofet says the right thing to do is what? To learn. But my inside is saying, I want to be anywhere in the world besides for Ketzad Shaman right now. But what does your shoter do? Your shoter tells you, you got to be here. Even when Aseicha lo maskim, and obviously this applies to every area in your life, in your Avodas Hashem. The greatest yisod that we can have in our Avodas Hashem. If we can have this in our toolbox, that even when things are not easy, I'm so envious of my father-in-law. My father-in-law is a meshugana in a lot of different ways. And one of the things he's meshugana about is minyan. I don't think he's ever missed a minyan in his life, ever since the bar mitzvah or something like that. Or he was sick for like a tkufa and he had people like come over to his house. So meshugana, like in the middle of like family events at like 1:32, like when it's this man of mincha, he's like, Chaver, let's get mincha. And I'm like, cool down, we'll have mincha in like a little bit. He's a meshugana. But you know why I'm so envious of him? Because like the seicha, my insider is telling me like, I'm having pizza, you know, you're at the wedding, you're having the shmorg, and then the guy comes over to you and says, oh, mincha. And you're like thinking like, ugh, I didn't daven mincha. I should daven mincha. But look at this shmorg. You need the shoter. So we need a shofet and we need a shoter. That's lesson number one.
But is the shofet telling you to do something What is the shofet doing?
The shofet tells you to do what's right.
What is the shoter doing?
The shoter implements that. He makes sure that you do it, even though that not necessarily makes sense. Meaning the shofet knows that right now I need to be doing this, but sometimes you know my brain I don't feel like doing it right now, and my lev I don't feel like doing it. That's message number one. The Sfas Emes says we don't have so much time to get through the entire piece, but it's a very important yesod. Is that these are the chol and Shabbos. This is Chol and Shabbos. This is a big yisod that comes up in the Sfas Emes teaching a lot, is that Shabbos and Chol are very much interconnected with our Avodas Hashem. The day of Shabbos is a day of a great Heara. It's a great day of Vishamru B'nai Yisrael, it's a Shabbos, it's a Shabbos. If we make Shabbos the proper day, so then we're going to experience Chevel Nachala. We're going to experience Mein Olam Haba, right? So we're going to experience that Ha'ar of, wow, this makes sense. Friday night meal, it feels right. You know why it feels right? Because it is right. And we experience that. But what happens, like we said, throughout the week, you have to work. You have to drive. You have to work hard. So the shofet and shoter, they're in this mashal of Shabbos. It's not only that the shofet and the shoter helps the shofet. Without the shofet, you don't have the shoter, and without the shoter, you don't have the shofet. Because what came first, Shabbos or the weekdays? It's like the egg and the chicken, right? What came first? What is really impacting the other? The Gemara says in two different places. The Gemara in Bavli says, only if Am Yisrael were to keep one Shabbos, what would happen? Mashiach would come. Right, but the Yerushalmi says that no, now it's not one Shabbos, it's two Shabbos. So what is it? So Kedushas Levi, I think we learned this last year. The Kedushas Levi says that when a person experiences Shabbos properly, then his week looks different. And when his week looks different, that second Shabbos is a different Shabbos Bechlau. But we have to work. We know. Shofet, but we also need the Shoter. Okay. That's point number one. Torah number one. Torah number two. I don't know if this is the right order. Whatever. It's all good. Tamim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha. What does it mean, Tamim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha?
With Hashem, with
my faith. What is wholehearted, Tamim?
You should always feel like Hashem is in your midst.
Okay, Tamim. When we think of like a tzaddik, what do we think of? Like a when you're like depicting, like you're writing like a, you're let's say you were like, you were putting together a kid's book. So and you were drawing at tzaddik. What does he look like?
Tzaddik.
You're an idiot. What does he look like? he looks like that, like a little bit like tummin, you know, like a little bit like a little bit stretched over, a little bit, you know, like he's got everything he needs, and like, but also at the same time, what we can confuse ourselves with is that when we see tzaddikim, sometimes they look a little bit nebach, you know. Have you ever seen a tzaddik that looks a little bit nebach? It's okay. We can say that. Sometimes they look a little bit nebach. The older tzaddikim, they look a little bit nebach. Right? And sometimes we think to ourselves, you know, do I really want to be like in that? Do I like that? Like, I know we want to be tzaddikim, but like, do we want to be like nebach? Tamim, tmimus, is a certain simplicity. You know, like the... There's a song that I mamish am in love with. It's a song by Hanan Ben Ari. Hanan Ben Ari is this Jewish Israeli musician, and he writes these mamish nevuah like songs with mamish prophetic like lyrics. Yeah, he has Aluf Ha'olam. So one of his less he has Cholem Kmo Yosef. This summer I actually gave like a series of shiurim on his songs. This is really amazing. And one of the lyrics, one of the lines in his song is he's describing how the generation, Dafka, we're going to say for Sephardim, anyone who gets this, gets it. If you don't get it, you don't get it. You know, like you go into like an Israeli restaurant, like what pictures are you seeing on the wall?
Yerushalayim.
Okay, what else? Okay, so you guys are new, but like you'll see the Lubavitcher Rebbe and you'll see the second picture will always be with the Baba Sali. Okay, the Baba Sali is essentially like the main figure of like tzaddikim, of the Svardi tzaddikim, the Baba Sali. And what else you'll see is like, even in simple Jews, like simple Svardic Jews from, you know, like the peripheria, from like the less, you know, not Herzliya, like, you know, Akko, and like some of the like less well-off communities that they're less wealthy, they seem to live like this simple life. They have like this simple emuna also. It's like they don't know what the Mor Nevuchim is, and they couldn't tell you the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban, but they say like, Hakol Mishamayim Achi, Mazeh. Ze parnasah, ze bishvili, ze ma Hashem. Guy's not wearing a kippah, but he has a certain sense of tmimus. So we often get confused with that tmimus. Is like, don't I want to be like someone who knows my emunah? Isn't that what we're doing in yeshiva? Like, we grow and we understand and we develop ideas and it's deep. So says the Sfas Emes, don't be confused that someone who has a simple emunah is an idiot. Take a look at what he says. Tamim tiyai mashal okecha. Be simple. Pirush tamim lios retzon ha'adam lahamshich achar hanhagos habore. Velo yirtze lios behanhagos atzmo. Very often, we always want to be in control of things. We want to be in control of our lives, right? We're control freaks. We want to come on time, and we want to come even early sometimes, because we know if we don't come on time, so we're going to be at the back of the line. If we're going to be at the back of the line, we might lose the shoes that are dropping on that day. I'm going to miss them, and I'm going to this, and I'm going to that. And so, like, we plan, our entire lives are all around planning. It's like plan, you know, man plans and God laughs, right? So, tmimim, what do tmimim do? Tmimim say, you know what, listen, I'm going to do my hishtadlus, but at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu's going to decide what happens. Ki ze yoter tov mima shemasig be'atzmo eich linhog atzmo. V'ze haya kavanas b'nei Yisrael ba'amram lo'osif lishmoa. Am Yisrael by Har Sinai says, I don't want to hear any more from Hashem. I want to hear from Moshe. I don't want to hear any more from Hashem. The Sfas Emes is explaining that what Am Yisrael is saying is that we believe in you. We said Nasa v'nishma. We have a tmimus dikra emuna. Very often when we think of, like I'm saying, I'm repeating myself, but I hope you understand what I'm saying is that we think of that Svardi guy who's looking at the picture of the Baba Sali and the candle, and he's lighting the Yahrzeit candle. We think of him like a little bit of an idiot. We think of him as like a shallow Judaism. Like that's what your Yiddishkeit is made up of. I'll tell you what the philosophers say, and what the Mor Nevuchim and the whole thing. And we think like that's like a fancier version of Yiddishkeit. Now, it's important to know, it's important to learn, and it's important to have ishtadlus as well. But a Jew needs to have an aspect in his avodas Hashem of tmimus, of saying like, listen, like, I did my part, but I'm biyado afkid ruchi. I'm leaving the rest up to you. I struggle a lot with this, because I'm always thinking, like, why did this happen, and why did that happen? I struggle a lot with this. This Torah really stood out to me, because I know that I struggle with this. I know people struggle with this a lot. We're always planning, especially, you know, Baruch Hashem. We were talking about our parents before. Our parents have our entire lives planned out. That you're going to go to YU, and you're going to go to Columbia Dental School, and we're going to do this. You're going to marry the neighbor, and you're going to this, and you're going to that. And like, everything, like, you're going to go to Florida for, like, this time, for, like, it was 7 days and 6 nights, and the whole, everything is planned out. And it's nice. But at the same time, we need, the message is to live a life of simplicity, of being able to wake up and to go to Shacharis and say a shtickle tehillim. You know what the problem is? The problem is that we take ourselves too seriously, and we think of the Yid who's saying the tehillim on the side that doesn't even know what he's saying. We say, like, that's wasteful. I might as well just spend my time learning instead of saying some tehillim. But you know what would be helpful, guys, if we said some tehillim? You know? It would be nice if we said tehillim, if we daven just a little bit more with simplicity. It's important to have svarim on how to understand davening, but it's also important to have tmimus. That's the second message. So our first message was what? That we need to have shoftim, and we need to have shotrim. That we need to both have the koach, every single one of us has the koach inside to know what we should be doing, but also in times in which we don't really want to do it, or in times that we don't really understand why this is happening, or why this is happening to someone else, that we have that ability to endure. We have the shofet, and we have the shoter. The second idea was what? Tmimus. Tmimus doesn't mean that you're an idiot. It means that you're simple. It means that you have an emunah pshuta in Hashem, and that's okay. You can have an emunah pshuta. The Alter Rebbe who was the founder of Chabad Chassidus, which is the most intellectual of all Chassiduses out there. It stands for Chachma, Bina, and Das. He wrote a sefer called Shar HaYichud VaEmuna, which is part of Tanya, which is Kabbalistic theology, understanding the Yichud Hashem v'chulu. And at the end of the day, very often what the Alter Rebbe will say in his Ma'amarim is that's very important, but we also need to have the Emuna Pshuta. We need to be Tamim. We need to have that ability. Third idea. And with this, we'll finish up. Any questions until now? Yeah.
Why should we learn all these ideas if the simple Emuna would be so much stronger?
What do you think? Like, why b'chlal, like, get into, like, questions of, like...
Once you start questioning, however good the answer is, there always have more questions to be asked.
Right. It's like Rabbi Nachman said that it's usher to learn the Ralbag. The Ralbag was on the Rishonim. And he was a big philosopher, and he dealt with a lot of questions in Emunah. Rabbi Nachman also said you're not allowed to learn more Nevuchim. I think exactly for what you're saying. But on the other hand, we have approaches which are, you know, live with that duality. On the same time, I can understand, but there's going to be times that almost, I didn't even think about this, but the first Torah essentially is the second Torah as well. Because our Seichel is only limited to however much we can understand. There are going to be moments in which we don't necessarily understand. We can't understand why Tzadik Gera alone. You could like have as many like beautiful philosophical ideas, but there's going to be a point in which you have to just put up your hands and say, "I don't know." You know, I'm not sure what the plan is. You know, yeah.
You can say that the simplicity is just going back to your roots. Like you just you keep adding and adding, and you just forget like why you're doing this and like what the point of all this is. Like you just kind of like think back like you're doing this because like Hashem just like telling you.
Right, right. It's meaning like it's the core. Yeah. Like the Emuna Pshuta is the core of who we are. Like Rav Kook, if Rav Kook's yard sale was a few days ago. So Rav Kook said that tshuva is not something intellectual, and you know, like, and it's not even something that you would call like spiritual. He says like tshuva is the essence of the world. The world is always growing towards tshuva. So at the core of who we are, that's the essence. So, you know, I randomly chose these two Torahs, but I see, you know, do you guys see the connection between the two Torahs? So I see after Ishmael also, yeah.
Could we say that Emunah, the Inyan of Emunah is like any Inyan we learn on a given daily basis, to say that Iyan Shirim, a lot of Iyan Shirim are based off of a Havah. It's like, yeah, Lamaisa, you're looking so much into it. Lamaisa, that's just not the emes. It's just not what the Gemara says. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with the Muna. The partial answer is that we believe in Hashem simply. But it definitely shows how much you value something if you're willing to it shows so much how much you care about it, that you'll go so much intellectually into a Havamina, you know, that you'll go so much intellectually into a pursuit of a Muna.
So it means so much to you because so you want to find out.
You're intellectually looking so deeply, even though at the end of the day, it's like the Gemara, right. You know that the Havamina it's not true, it's still a Havamina, but it shows how much you care about the Gemara, it shows how much you care about the Muna, that you're still looking at really in MS, the reality is that you should have a
Munafshuta. Right. Meaning like there's, once again, you see by the tzaddikim, there's a wide range of different approaches to like, how do we deal with Emuna? Do we Emuna Pshuta is like everything just like, I call Mishamayim, that Sephardi guy with the Baba Sali, you know? At that song, at the end of that song that I was telling you guys about, the Hanan Ben Ari song, is that in the beginning he like says that, oh, his Saba's like this outdated, like, you know, like, it's like this old guy, he doesn't really understand what he's doing. And then at the end of the song, he says, Lifamim niskar besaba. Sometimes I remember my Saba. Afilu k'tat mitkaneh. And I'm even jealous a little bit. Right? Baba Sali Ner Dolik. And I remember like those moments that he had that Amuna Pshuta, and like sometimes, like as fancy as I get, like sometimes I just like gravitate back to that. So that's the second idea. And the third idea, we don't have so much time left. The third idea, really our time's up, but we're gonna say this third idea anyways. Third idea is the following. B'chol makom she'omrim shu eis ratzon k'mo elo u'bishal shudis b'shabes. What does it mean that there's an eis ratzon? Hagam ki b'Hashem yisparach lo shayach zman. Like by Hashem, and it's crazy to say that like this time is better for Hashem. Like by Hashem, there's no time. In kena peirush shu eis ratzon be'adam. So the eis ratzon doesn't mean that it's by an eis ratzon of Hashem. There's an eis ratzon by a person. There are certain times Kadosh Baruch Hu made it in a certain way as Elo Hamelech Basadeh, that there are certain times in which we can interact a little bit better with him. That we can sort of like dig deep. Only one who is Zoche to this great Eis Ratzon will be able to come close to him. Kikamayim apanim ukefi hisorius rachamim believe al atzmo ich sheyesh bo nekuda kedosha makadosh baruch hu venitba bechomer vegashmius kefi hisorius belibo kacha misor alav rachamim rabim b'shamayim gam kein. Says the Sfas Emes, such an important yisod, and it could be that we even spoken about this last Thursday night, but it's the idea that how do we get Hashem to believe in us? How do we get Hashem to have rachamim on us? How do we have a relationship with Hashem, a better relationship with Hashem? The more that we have rachamim on ourselves, the more that we have rachamim on ourselves. By Yom Kippur, we'll speak about this. We do these tefillah workshops. If we expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mochel us for our avonos, then we need to be able to be mochel other people for what they did to us. We need to be mahu rachum afatati rachum. We have to do whatever Hashem is doing. And so what does it mean to have rachamim on myself? Rav Judah Mashal, I'll never forget this. Rav Judah Mashal in Rosh Chodesh El, maybe the first or second day of yeshiva, he came to yeshiva and he spoke in Shalavim. And from that moment on, from what he said, I could say the entire sicha that he said. And I remember he said that in Elul, very often, especially when we get to yeshiva, we start putting together this Excel sheet. And the Microsoft Excel sheet says, what all of the averos that I did this year. Right? We prepare our al chetz. Okay? And if you haven't started, I'm sure you're going to start soon. You're going to start thinking it's Elul and it's this and I'm so bad and I've done this and I've done that and I've done this. And we clap and we clap and we clap and we clap. But that's not really what rachamim is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sits there and he's sitting there and he's judging us, he's not only saying the bad things about you, you have a lot of really good things also. You have a nekuda kedosha, your neshama. It's holy. Neshama shenasata bi tahorahi. We got to remember that. We got to believe that. So for every al chait, this is what I told the guys last year, for every al chait, you should also say al tov, al zeh. The fact that I called my safta this week, and the fact that I said, I was mevater on the bed. I was mevater that they should turn off the lights. We have to believe that every nekuda tova is just like a nekuda ra. But very often we give that thing, and I'll finish off with just this Torah, the Chidush Arim. And I'll never forget this Torah. Usually we understand, there's a Mishnah that says, Sur Meira V'Asei Tov. What does it mean to be Sur Meira V'Asei Tov? Leave bad and focus on the good. So the Chidush Arim says it's like a pig who's playing in mud. The more you play in the mud, the dirtier you are going to get. So he says, Sur Meira, get out of the mud. Just stop thinking about it. You did a chait. You're going to have to pay for it, but stop thinking about it. That's not you anymore. As soon as you get out of the mud, you're not a pig anymore. Sur Meira Ve'Asei Tov, says the Chidush Arim, the Zaydi of the Sfas Emes, and I think that's this Nakuda. The Nakuda is to have rachamim on ourselves, and it's not because we're not worthy. We are worthy. We're worthy of that rachamim. We're not that pig. So the three nekudas. First nekuda, first Torah. Shofet and shoter. To be able to follow through even when my seichel is telling me I'm not into it. When my lev is telling me I'm not into it. To have that shoter also. The second nekuda was what? Tamim. Tmimus. That we should have a little bit of kinnah for the chevra who says tehillim. We should be able to live that life a little bit more of tmimus. And the third nekuda is to believe in the nekuda kedosha that we have, and not to play in the mud. It's important. It's important to remember and to be metakin the things that we did. But the more that we stay there, the harder it will become to get out of there. So I wish us all beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. Enjoy your first off Shabbos. It's great. Amir Tzashem. Who's saying the story next week? Come on, Chevra. Who's saying the story? No, a Svasemis story, Chevra. It's okay. You don't know yet? You got it? Okay. Shkoyach.